Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says that enemies are seeking to sow the seeds of discord among Muslim societies, highlighting the need to counter such plots through insight.
هر هنجره‌ای که در جهت اختلاف حرف بزند بلنگوی دشمن است چه خودش بدانه چه ندانه مراقب باشیم هنجره ما بلنگوی دشمنان اسلام به قرآن نشود فریاد اختلاف سر ندهد
Ayatollah Sayyid al-Khamenei noted that enemies are in fact seeking to create sectarian, religious, and ethnic divisions among Muslims. He warned that heads of certain Islamic states are mistaking enemies for friends. Iran's leader said that Islamic awakening cannot be stopped and that its impact will be manifested. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comments in a meeting with the participants in the 32nd International Holy Quran Competitions in Tehran. The event kicked off on Friday with 120 top reciters and memorizers of the Quran attending from 75 countries. Well, joining us here in our studios in Tehran is Professor of Imam Sadegh University, Mr. Muhammad Hassan Khani. Professor Khani, welcome to the program. Please elaborate on these recent comments made by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei.
Well, during the past 30 years, I mean, in the post-revolutionary Iran, it has been a basic policy of Iran to follow the path of unity among the Muslim nations. And the logic behind this is very clear. In contemporary international system, there are alliances and coalitions in different parts of the world. Those who are gathered over somehow, what I call it, a common interest. We had the same thing for Europe, for example. EU, the cornerstone of the EU is the defining of common interest in Latin America, in East Asia, and in here in our region, in the Middle East, which the majority of the nations are Muslims, it could be a very, very important issue. So if they are somehow they agree and try to unite themselves and to take a policy of harmony and unity to bring together these nations. And unfortunately, that has not been the policy by some certain countries. And apparently and naturally, this is not what the West and the United States actually would like to see because they are following their own interest. So in short, what I'm trying to say is the fact that logically, if these nations across the globe, I mean the Muslim nation, and specifically in the Middle East, they try to follow that path and they can somehow overcome their poverty, all their problems from poverty in economy to conflict in security and political issues, that's the cure. That's maybe the only cure for these people across the globe when it comes to somehow trying to find common ground and united themselves in one front.
Professor Khani, Ayatollah Khamenei also alluded to the Islamic awakening. He believes that the awakening will not be stopped and that its impact will be manifested. Give us your thoughts on those comments about the lasting effects of the Islamic awakening in the Middle East region and North Africa.
Well, what we witnessed in the past few years, especially in the past 3 or 2 years, has been the fact that Muslim nations tried to somehow identify themselves when it comes to their Islamic and Muslim identity. Maybe we are witnessing somehow a derailing of this movement, but what is the important fact is this, that the nations across the globe, and especially those nations in this region in which we have been witnessing the Islamic awakening or Arab Spring or whatever you want to call it, they will not abandon their motives and their goals. And I think this is, again, very natural to assume that Islamic identity is one of the most important factors for these nations when it comes to defining themselves in international system and to some level in the regional systems.
All right, thank you very much, Professor Muhammad Hassan Khani, joining us here in our studios in Tehran.